and OC. What's good, brother?
We here, man. Podcast.
Another podcast. Podcast.
Number two.
Number two, man. Jeez. We made it. I mean, it's
rough out here.
It's
man,
rough. And the holidays, too.
Yeah.
The holidays.
But you know what?
What's up?
The work doesn't stop for nobody.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? And I'm glad that you're my friend because you motivate me and you let me know the work doesn't stop.
No days off.
No days off, man. You also push me like that in the gym, man. No days off, bro.
You had a good day in the gym today?
I did, man. I'm on the OC workout plan. It's working out. I'm getting real slim. Might have to readjust all of my pants.
But you're looking good, though.
Thank you, my brother.
That's the most important thing.
Thank you, my brother. You're very helpful, and your leadership is noted, and I appreciate it.
Speaking of the gym, though, that we go to, it's an outstanding gym. We're not going to say the name
of course
of
we
the
won't.
Gym.
Of course, we're smarter than that.
No names in this gym, but I'm finding it, Jason. I'm finding it really – it's hard for me to work out in there.
Okay, explain why.
Because the level of people in there is just so distracting.
Okay.
It's so distracting.
Okay, I think I completely understand what you're saying.
It's such a distraction, man. And I'm in there trying to work out, and it's like these people are in there not to work out. They're in there just to look a certain type of way. And it's distracting me from what I want to do, which is just work out, Jason.
You know, we're those kind of guys. We were born and raised in gyms.
Right.
That's what we've been doing. We go in there. We get our work in. We got a plan. And you go in there, and we're grinding away. And I'm not as noticeable as you are. You're pretty noticeable. I can see people watching you.
It's just – it's tough, man. It's tough out
watching
there.
You.
And they're watching me, and I'm watching other people. You know what I mean? You got the dudes in there with their cutoff shirts.
Hey, man.
You got the ladies in there wearing – I don't even know what they be – but there's so much good equipment in there to work out. It's such a great gym.
It is.
What are we going to do, man?
I don't know, but you're right. Some of the dudes in there and their workout outfits is killing me.
Crazy.
I've never seen anybody. I mean, these guys like literally have workout outfits.
They come in there with outfits on to work out.
Never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, you know, I'm definitely not used to it. I want to throw you a curveball here, my brother.
Okay.
You know, we talk about football. We love football. We this is what we do. I have always thought of myself as actually kind of understanding the game of football.
Okay. Why do you have this serious tone right
now? Because this is serious business.
Okay.
This is serious business. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, we talk about this stuff. We go back and forth with ideas.
Sorry.
I've realized something the end of this season going into the playoffs.
Okay.
You absolutely 100% know what you're talking about. We'll discuss things and we'll go back and forth. What are you thinking? What am I thinking? And I'll have this detailed, sometimes handwritten notes about, you know, I think this team is going to do this. This team's going to do that.
Yeah.
And you'll listen to me like a wise old man. You'll be like, mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. And then you'll go, but Jason. And then you'll say this one line that completely throws off all of my thought process and why I have this idea about what's going to happen.
Right.
And then you're right.
Right.
Is this because of your playoff experience? Like, is this because you've been in this situation so many times, you've seen all these scenarios play out, because you come with these facts and these scenarios and it just really makes sense.
Let me tell you what it is, Jason. Let me tell you exactly what it is. And this isn't me being any kind of way. I was trying to think of the English word, like a really, you know, long word to make me sound a whole lot smarter than I am.
You're a smart dude.
I'm going to break it down to you.
All right.
If you want to know the future, all you have to do is look at the past.
Man, I agree.
I'm telling you right now. Like, a lot of people don't like to think like that, but those are the facts. All you have to do is look at what happened in the past. Now, a lot of these things that I say might look crazy to some people. They might look crazy from the outside looking in.
Right.
But because I've played the game for so long,
yes,
and I've been through so many emotions, so many situations, so many things that have happened, I can look at a situation and be like, even though it seems like this is supposed to happen, because I know what I went through, I'm going to say this is going to happen.
Makes
more often than not,
sense.
It turns out that way. So it might seem like I'm going out on a limb, but realistically, all these things are calculated decisions, calculated guesses that I'm making. And it just turns out to be correct more often than not. Now, I'm not always right. Not always right.
But your thought process makes sense.
The thought process is definitely what's going on, man.
And they say history, it might not repeat itself, but it rhymes. You know, it rhymes. It's the same kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
And you're totally right. You're totally right. I mean, as soon as you were saying that, a lot of people don't know, you know, but I'm in the finance business also. And when I was learning and you know, kind of getting caught up and understanding that business, that's the same format I took. I was like, you know, I studied financial history because I knew it would rhyme like that. And, man, I wish I would use it towards my analysis on football.
Same thing in football, man. Same thing in football.
You got
bro.
It figured out, man.
You would look at Arizona playing against Seattle, Arizona having a bad season, Seattle needing to get into the playoffs.
Can't
but then you have
this.
To factor in the fact that Bruce Arians was leaving, and those players knew it. And they love him, so they're going to go out there in the division game and play as hard as possible. Now, the common fan wouldn't think like
that. Are you calling me the common fan?
Absolutely. Absolutely calling you, especially this year. Jason, you haven't gone out on a limb at all this year.
No.
Like, all you've done is you've looked at the line. Okay, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This. No.
The math, man.
No.
I'm letting the math control me.
No, man, because you know better.
This is true. This is true,
time.
My friend. This
you've
is true.
Been through a lot of the things that I've been through, but because you've been out of the game longer than I've been out
That's
of the game,
true.
You're forgetting the way things. You just got to take everything into account, man.
Hey, man, you are reminding me, and I'm very thankful for that because it makes me look back at my playing career, at all the things we've learned that only players. Or coaches, people inside that locker room can learn, and you look at the situation, you analyze it with those factors in mind. So I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank goodness you and I are together in this battle, because if not, I would look terrible.
Yeah, man, they'd be trying to run you out right now, especially over the past month. Yeah. Over this past month,
yeah,
Jay, they'll be trying to run you out.
Somebody has to be wrong, and it's okay if one of us is right, and you have been right, my brother.
What is this thing you drink? What is this, coffee?
I was drinking a little coffee, a little espresso shot, and some water.
But how come, right? Like, what is it about coffee? Because I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too, bro.
And I feel after, like, once I started drinking coffee, right? I started to understand that I can't really function without coffee. Like, what is that? Like, you think that's psychological? You think that's mental? Because I literally cannot function. I can't go to the gym. When I wake up, even if I'm not doing anything,
I'm with you.
I must drink coffee.
I'm with you. And I think there is we have a problem.
Okay.
And luckily it's a good problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with you. I need to have it. What's your cutoff? In the app, like, when do you stop drinking coffee? Like, in the day, when do you go, I cannot have another cup?
I have to say sometime in the afternoon.
Yeah,
I
said to
be like around 3.
It's
maybe.
Tricky, right?
Yeah.
I'm with
you. She told me you could drink like 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
I can
only drink like 2.
I can't. Shout out to your friend that got you a nice coffee maker.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Shout out to your friend.
I had a really good friend who decided that because he was such a good friend of mine, he was going to buy me a nice, what is it, Nespresso?
I thought we don't say names.
Oh, we can't say names.
I thought we don't, but yes.
I got a shot on Nespresso. Life-changing. I mean, I've never had anything like that before.
You're a man. Listen, you're a man. You're my boy, man. You are my friend. And you're a guy that has anything you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are facts.
This is a fact. Yeah, you can have anything you want. I mean, you decided you wanted to marry Miss Universe, and you just did it. I mean, that's kind of your life, right?
You know what, J-Bell? it was a great call, too.
This is the kind of guy you are, right? That being said, I saw you. We spent a lot of time together. I said, man, he will not buy this for himself.
Nope.
Because he just.
But how'd you figure that out?
I just know you because you just. It was like it's not a thing that you think about.
Right.
Your mind is used for better things.
Okay.
So I thought, let me go ahead and get him this because he will use it and he will love it. And I was right. Yeah. I wasn't right about any of my football calls late stretch consistently, but I was right about that.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who could absolutely use some of this coffee that you're drinking right now. Foles. For the Philadelphia Eagles.
Nick Foles. Nick shout out to the Foles. To the coffee.
He needs several cups of coffee because over the past 2 weeks, my man has looked like a shell of himself. A shell of a man.
Yeah. So what do you think it is? I mean, I feel like, you know, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches, they get in a groove with their quarterback, right? They see the game the same way their quarterback does, especially this late in the season, right? Literally, they're like, when they're clicking, they're looking at the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got a guy who's seeing it differently. You got a coordinator seeing it differently. You got a quarterback coach that's maybe seen, you know, they're in tune with Wentz.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a disadvantage for Foles. Trying to give Foles a little wiggle room.
Yeah.
That's a disadvantage. But ultimately, you know how this league is. Once they got a little tape on you, they're gonna take away what you do good.
Maybe he's not that good, man.
I mean, he can play well. He can definitely play well. He's a high priority backup. Like, he's the kind of guy you want. But I think he's the kind of guy.
But when you say that, you mean he's the type of guy who can come in and win a game for you in an emergency situation.
Absolutely.
Like, he can win games for you.
Absolutely. He can come in. He can get you through two games.
Okay.
I mean, that's all you really want out of backup. You want your starters back on the field. I mean, so I think that he's a guy that stands in the pocket, has pocket presence, and the main thing, the reason you and the New York Giants with those defensive linemen that were your partners in crime are so well recognized is you guys showed how to get a quarterback off his mark.
Yes.
And he's a guy, you knock him off his mark, and he's not effective or accurate. And once you get him on the move, he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
Wentz, completely different. Mm-hmm. You knock him off his mark, and he can create, he's balling.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's the issue. And that offense was kind of predicated towards those second plays where you had to move around and guys had to adjust. He's not that guy.
He's not, man. And I tell you what, man, they're going to be the first number one seed.
Oh, man. So sad, right?
Out.
So sad.
If they mess around and have to play against the Atlanta Falcons, oh my goodness gracious. Atlanta, go up there and beat them.
Yeah. I mean, this sucks, too, because, I mean, I felt like, I mean, for Philly, you know, you heard Philly fans go. Mm-hmm. They had this superstition. You would hear them say, something's going to happen, something's going to happen. I'd be like,
man. Too.
I was like, Philly fans are tripping. Like, they need to just relax. These guys are crazy. And then this happens, and you're like, I haven't been a Philly fan, so I don't really historically follow it like that. But now I'm looking like, man, Jason, you guys had an argument.
Jason, now, I'm sad for Carson Wentz
because
I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he was not only a great football player, but from what I've seen, he seemed to be a great man.
He did. He was chill.
But I am happy that this has happened. I am happy that
if
this
people
has
can
transpired.
See your face of joy, you are really telling the truth.
You can't imagine how much I hate Philadelphia.
No.
You can't even imagine. You can't even hear it in my voice, my disdain for Philadelphia. These are the worst fans in the history of the NFL.
Oh,
they had in the old stadium, they had a jail in their stadium.
Dude, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Jason, they had a jail.
Are you serious?
This is how rowdy and unruly their fans were. They had a jail to lock up their fans. Christmas Day, they played a game. They started booing Santa Claus, bro.
Oh, man.
They booed Santa. Who booed Santa Claus?
Man, you.
Throwing batteries. They're not even. I don't even know what to say about Philadelphia, but it looked like this was going to be their year, and I'm glad it's not.
Hey, hilarious. And
happy as
I
not.
Know you're so serious. And when you were talking, all of a sudden, I remember a Philly story I got for you.
Okay.
Old stadium.
Okay.
Third game of the year, Houston. Going in, it's Houston's first year, and the inaugural season, and I'm playing against them, and Brian Mitchell's the returner.
Okay. Shout out to Brian. He was serious.
Yo, he was real
deal.
He was
serious.
Now, I'm not sure if it was on a punt or a third down play, just because I'm old and I forget.
Okay.
But he either caught the ball, he was the third down back, and he came around and had to tackle him in open field. So I'd swing my, I think it's my left arm, mm-hmm. hit him in the thigh. And I think he fell, but I definitely fell.
Okay.
And my arm's behind myself. I try to push myself off the ground. I realize I can't get up. I look at my arm. It's bent.
Ooh.
The forearm's bent like this.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Almost a 90-degree angle. Obviously, my forearm's broke. Okay. Get up, run to the sideline. Because I don't lay on the field, OC.
You don't.
I ran to the sideline.
With a broke forearm. They didn't have
to come get your boy.
Wow.
Okay, I went up, got off the field. Broke arm. They're like, okay, we got to go get the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. Guess where the x-ray machine was?
Where?
Inside the Eagles locker room.
Ooh.
And you had to walk through. Hear me. Walk through their lockers. So I'm walking through at halftime.
Oh, wow.
They're having their meetings.
Oh, and you're walking
through
their lockers.
They escort me through. I'm like, is this crazy? Freddie Mitchell, who's a receiver there, went to UCLA with me. And he goes, he looks at me, and he starts tapping me. He goes, hey, man, what's going on, man?
What they got
this guy in here for? And I just, they're like, he's like, are you hurt? What's wrong with you? And I had to walk with my head down like a defeated boxer that got knocked out and had to walk through the other guy's locker room. Get my x-ray. I made them keep me in the x-ray room until they exited for the third quarter. Then I went out. But I'm like, who would do this to a man when he's down like this?
Makes absolutely no sense. But that's Philadelphia.
That's Philly.
Backwards. Backwards. But I tell you what. I tell you who another place that was kind of rough to play. Washington.
You're right.
Difficult fans, difficult people. But, mm-hmm. I will tell you what Washington did that mm-hmm. was kind of sneaky, kind of tricky, but it was amusing.
Okay. I'm here.
We would leave our locker rooms.
I know this. Go ahead.
Headed to the field.
Yes.
And in the tunnel,
uh-huh.
where we're walking out, they would have their cheerleaders.
Yes,
there.
They would.
Right there, getting their stretch on.
Yeah.
Now, it was a little difficult to regain focus.
Oh my goodness!
When they're there doing like, now, you're not. But I don't think that's. I don't think no, that's right. You're not supposed to do that.
No, and if you weren't aware, like, I, obviously being a veteran, you tell the young guys,
don't look.
Be aware this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you're not a guy that plays them, you know, and you're not in the same conference where you're, I mean, division where you're playing them a lot, it shocks you. It really works.
What is going
we
on?
We knew,
here?
You know. Okay, keep your head down, walk through,
right?
Because
you
know, we play against them,
right?
When I was in Dallas and in New York. But when you're coming in blind.
Oh, my goodness.
They got you.
Oh,
and it's right before you walk out
right
to
there.
Play.
Right there.
Like, to play. Not warm-ups. To play the game.
Unbelievable.
And that's when you got to be.
Right, you got to be locked in.
Yeah.
And they're like, before you get locked in, have a peek at this.
Yeah. It's like your wife or your girlfriend grabbing you right before you walk in and be like, I'm going to talk to you after the game.
Like,
and you're like,
what
happened?
What
did I do? What going on? And then the coach, you running on the field, just not right. Complete sabotage.
I know.
Complete
I know.
Sabotage.
I know, man. Football, man. Football is something else.
Football
the type of things
something.
That. But this is the one thing that I did love. Speaking of that last thing that you said, no matter what was going on in your life,
mm-hmm.
in your personal life,
mm-hmm.
no matter what was going on around you, I found that once I stepped on the football field, nothing mattered, man.
Beautiful place. Beautiful
nothing
place.
Nothing mattered. Everything just kind of disappeared.
Oh, I totally
and
agree.
I would be out there, whether it was practice, whether everything disappeared, man. All your pain, your worries,
man,
your
you're
stress,
so right. so
your
right.
sorrows.
So right.
Gone.
Practice
and then,
is so important.
Yes. And then the minute you step back off the field, it all
reality.
Comes rushing back in, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to deal with this. There was times in my life, Jason, that I literally couldn't wait to get to practice.
Man.
Couldn't wait to step on that practice field, man.
I know what you're saying, and I think that that's the hardest thing about retirement is the fact that you can't do that.
Can't escape no more.
You can't do that. Football is a beautiful thing, and I tell you, man, that's the one thing I really enjoy with what we got going on is that it's kind of that same feeling, you know? You just get on the field with your brothers and nothing else matters, man. And That's the thing, man. We were so blessed to do that for so many years, man. I'm almost getting emotional.
Are you? Don't cry now. Don't
cry.
I ain't about that crying stuff.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, man. But
that's all we got,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up, man. And man, let's do this again, man. Let's do this again.
Next time.
Let's do it, man. We're out for this week, man.
We gotta
good
play,
times.
We gotta play you guys the outro, though.
Yeah,
right?
Play the outro. Oh. That's
the outro. That's the
uprise
music.
Baby, I got your number on my speed dial. Yo. Baby, if you know pick up, I go read that.
Yeah.
Baby, my whole life changed since I met you.
Hey. Yeah.
Truly, your priceless like a virtue.
Let's go.
I'm feeling this.
Hold on. Wait till he really kicks in, though. We're just going to give it about 30 more seconds.
I'm with it. Keep it going.
Hey.
Hey. Y'all saw what we look like here. Let it happen.
Ooh.
We're out of here. We're out.
Till next time.
Never believed it. I mean it until she showed up. Goosebumps all over my shoulder, the whole of my body. The way that she watching and touching, can tell that she wants me. Close to my ear, she whispered that she wants to hug me. I'm speaking in Spanish, the way that she killing me softly. Baby, you're cool. You know your lonely nights are over. Baby, you're cool. We watching Netflix on the sofa. Baby, you're cool. To me, your price is like a virtue. Baby, you're cool. My whole life changed since I met you. The way that she dance, how they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, how they feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? The way that she dance, how they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, how they feel I'm back.